Now, in 1 Peter, we have seen this urgent, passionate plea by Peter to the Asian elders, shepherd the flock of God that is among you. Let me just repeat that again. Shepherd, sense his urgency, the flock of God that is among you. One of the most amazing aspects of shepherding is the presence of the shepherd. And that's what we want to talk about in this small message today. Philip Keller, in his book, A Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm, a book I highly, highly recommend that you will read in order to capture the rich, ancient biblical imagery of the shepherd and sheep. This is so important that you read this. Well, Philip Keller comments on the shepherd's presence. Let me read two quotations by Keller. In the course of time, I came to realize that nothing so quieted and reassured the sheep as to see me in the field. The presence of their master and owner and protector put them at ease as nothing else could. Let me read to you one more quote by him because it's so excellent. Continuous conflict and jealousy within the flock can be a most detrimental thing. The sheep become edgy, tense, discontented, and restless. They lose weight and become irritable. But one point that always interested me very much was that whenever I came into view and my presence attracted their attention, the sheep quickly forgot their foolish rivalries and stopped their fighting. The shepherd's presence made all the difference in their behavior. What a great statement. The shepherd's presence made a difference in the behavior of the sheep. Now, ultimately, this applies to Christ. He is the supreme shepherd. He is our shepherd, and he promises us in Matthew 28:20 that he will always be with us. He will never leave us. Although he ascended into heaven, is at God's right hand, he sent down the Holy Spirit. And having the Holy Spirit live within us, which is the distinctive mark of Christianity, is that he is here with us. We're never alone. Our shepherd guides us. How comforting and encouraging that is at the time of trouble. In John 10, the Lord Jesus is the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. And he says, the sheep know his voice and hear his voice. And he says, they follow me. What a wonderful thing that we have such a great shepherd. Well, in a similar way, you need to know and understand that your presence in the flock is deeply significant to the people and to the church. Your presence is important, and it affects how people think and act. I actually knew a church that one of the elders literally kept that flock in peace. It was made up of numerous different racial aspects, and consequently, there was just a natural conflict, but as long as he was there, he kept peace in the flock. When he died, it was interesting how conflict broke out. So your presence is important. It affects how people think and how they act. I remember one time at our own church, we had a large picnic. It was a yearly summer picnic, and many, many people were there. And as I was going around talking to the different people, they kept saying, well, where are the elders? Where's the elders? Well, some didn't show up, and some showed up very late. Now, they weren't being critical of the elders. They just were naturally, unconsciously asking, where are the elders? Where are the shepherds? They love the shepherds. Was there something wrong? Why weren't they there? Did they not think this was important? And it showed me, the people see if you're there or not there. Now, there's a very big problem, and the reason I'm giving this message is that we have a problem of what I call the invisible shepherd. People who have the title elder, or whatever title they have, and they have a badge, I am a leader in the church, but they have no influence in the church. People don't even know they're there. They're invisible shepherds. They don't make their presence known. They don't make their influence known. This is rule number one. You must be with the sheep. And when an all-church meeting is called, the elders have to be there. I've had people call me and ask this question. They've said, do the elders have to show up to all the meetings? They had elders that hardly showed up to half the meetings. Well, if it's an all-church meeting and you expect everyone to be there, then you have to be there, rule number one. You don't have to be at every meeting because that's impossible, but the major meetings of the church, the meetings that you expect all to be there, the elders need to be there and make their presence known. There was a church near ours, and very sadly, the elders had to announce to the church they had to remove the pastor because it was the second time that he had been caught in the act of adultery. About a week later, the people responded to this announcement and said, "We don't know who you elders are. You're not our pastor. We love our pastor, and we know he has sinned. We have forgiven him. We'll work with him. He'll stay. You can leave." You see, the elders had no influence in the church. They had no presence. They're what I call simply board elders. They're there for some legal reasons. They make some financial decisions, but they don't shepherd the people. One thing you will learn in this whole series is that the biblical concept of elder is shepherd, pastoral. It is not just simply an administrator or a legal function to have a properly legal organization. So I want to remind you, your presence is very important to the people and to your influence. And it is part of your job to be with the sheep. It does affect their behavior and it affects how they think. If something is not important that you don't go to, well, they're going to think, well, that's not important either. But if you're there, that shows it's important and they need to be there. Now, I want to give some suggestions of how to make your presence felt in the church. These are some things that I have found from personal experience. Number one, greet the people as they come in and as they leave, especially as they leave. You know, sometimes we only have a short little time with our people, particularly as you are leaving the church. In those moments when people are leaving, it's interesting how many things, important things can happen. People will come up to you and they'll share a problem, they'll share a prayer need, something that is troubling them. And just in that little moment that you have, shaking hands, saying goodbye, they'll pull you aside. "Would you please pray for my daughter? She's very, very sick. Pray for my husband. He's lost his job. We have no money. Will you pray for the conflict we're having in our home?" These little things often happen in just a moment. Now, if you would like, we have a wonderful article on our website called 1 Minute Shepherding by Chuck Giannotti. If you will just simply go to the search window or look at the link below, you will find this article. I highly recommend that you read it. What you can do in 1 minute, it's amazing. If you're prepared and you're ready and you understand how this works. I know of one church, at the end of the church meetings, all the elders line up at the door and everyone has to go through all the elders. Well, one thing is it gets the people to know who the elders are, but very often when you're at the door, this happens to me very often, people will pull you aside. So there's another elder there and he may get pulled aside. Special needs, crisis, prayer requests. So I want to encourage you in the greeting ministry. It is so important to your ministry to be there and to greet the people. And second, reach out. You take the initiative to reach out to connect with the people. This means that you have to be friendly. It means you have to smile, have to show interest in people. It's so important to show interest and concern and compassion for people. And to be friendly. You hear this so often that churches are not friendly. I hear this constantly. Well, if you want a friendly church, the elders have to be friendly. They have to show joy and excitement at being at church, not look like it's killing them to go to church. Or as a friend of mine says, look like you've been baptized in lemon juice, weaned on a dill pickle. No, there should be joy and happiness to see one another and greet one another. This means getting to know everyone's name. Work at it. Make a special effort to know people's names and to reach out to them. 5 times, Paul says, greet the brothers and sisters with a holy kiss. And Paul, in his letters, gives greetings. The greeting ministry is an important ministry. And I'm not just talking about taking a church bulletin and hand it to someone. I'm talking about putting your hand out, giving a hug, showing joy that you're with your brothers and sisters and creating an atmosphere of love and care and joy. It's so important. That will happen as you elders do this. And then circulate among the people on Sunday morning. This is such an important thing. Do you ever notice how many people are alone on Sunday morning? They sit in a pew alone or they stand alone. Go over to those people. Hug them. Say, it's great to see you. This is so important with widows or advanced age people who often are feeble and they can't get around. If you will come over to them, this will be such a blessing to them. Shows your presence, your influence in the church. Very often before a service, people are sitting in the pews. I'll just go up and down the pews and greet people and say hi to people. They appreciate that. It shows presence, shows influence, and it causes the people to relax. It's a very true thing. And then have people to your home. To be an elder, one of the qualifications is that you are hospitable. One of the greatest ways to connect with people is to be hospitable. Now, on this website, we have it. Again, go to the search window. We have a whole sermon and message on hospitality and all that the scripture says about hospitality, how it's connected to love. If you want a loving church, you're going to have a hospitable church. When you have people to your home, I want to guarantee you this. The next Sunday, they see you totally differently. That is very true. And then visit people in their home. You see them differently after that visit. And then minister to people in their need, visiting them in a hospital. Just a phone call is so important. One of our elders every day calls people that have a birthday on that day. So a week ago, someone said, how many of you have been called on your birthday by Doyle Roth? And just about the whole congregation stood up. What a wonderful ministry of presence and influence in the congregation, calling people on their birthday, giving them a scripture, a birthday wish, and tell them that you love them. Minister to people in their need. They will never forget you. They will be loyal to you. It's so important. So I want to emphasize so strongly today, as strongly as I can, you have to be present with the sheep. And you have to make your presence known. You need to be in front of the people. Don't hide. Don't be aloof. Don't be standoffish or the quiet shepherd. This will actually hurt your church in the end. And it definitely hurts your ministry. You need to be known by the people and known well by the people. Don't have them say, we don't know who he is. He's one of our shepherds. We don't know that. It's your job to reach out. Connect with people, show love, show joy, welcome people. It's such a powerful ministry. Think of a church as such a positive place where you're encouraging people, getting their names, praying for them. Well, that's the kind of church I want to go to. You make the difference. Make your presence felt. The shepherd's presence makes all the difference.